This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Going to start with a few facts for you. As of right now in the U.S., there have been 93 deaths. That is up 7 overnight. 27 in the last 24 hours from the coronavirus. 4,743 confirmed cases. About 1,000 more than this time yesterday. The state of North Dakota Department of Health says we remain with just one case in Ward County, no deaths. That individual is recovering at home, caught the virus traveling to the East Coast. Those numbers have not changed. Minnesota, 19 new positive tests. That led to probably the biggest story of the day yesterday. Brings the total now to 54 people that have tested positive, but still no deaths there. The closest confirmed cases are in Stearns County, the St. Cloud area. To South Dakota, one new positive test yesterday. That makes 10. They've had one death. And interesting note here, of those 10 people, there are at least one in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s that have the virus. Worldwide, about 184,000 cases. That's up about 15,000 cases since we were last together. 7,100 deaths. That's up about 650 over the last 24 hours. The biggest number that's grown in the last 24 hours, about 80,000 people have had the virus worldwide and have recovered. Very important stat when you look at the recovery rate of this. In China, where this originated, there are now 3,226 deaths. That's up about 20 in the last 24 hours. Italy, bad deal. 349 deaths in the last 24 hours after 368 the day before. And if you wonder about the disruption in your life that has come as a result of coronavirus, and we all have some story, right? And you wonder why that is, just be glad you're not in Italy. Because a disruption of losing a loved one, of, you know, literally the extreme lockdown, is what comes from that. And that's what they're trying to prevent here. Now, comparison's always good in this. The flu has killed about 12,000 people in the U.S. since November 1. So since November, we've lost 12,000 people to the flu. And we have 93 from this. Now, one thing I keep telling myself in all of this is that, you know, the contagious part of this and the relatively new, we don't know what it's going to do, way in which it presents is the big issue. That's why the caution. There is no doubt whatsoever that the fake news media, that President Trump's critics, Democratic governors and mayors and others as well that don't like the president, the people that see the economy as sort of his crowning achievement, you know, this is pile-on time, which I think is despicable, but it's not new. It's what they do. That's a play card that's gone back forever with Democrats. It's what they do. Barack Obama, Trayvon Martin, you got a case that, you know, the facts of the case are what they are, and what does the president do? Pours gasoline on it. Political advantage from a young man's death. You don't get any lower than that. You don't get any lower than stirring the pot with exactly what's happening in this case. People using the media to talk it out. I mean, again, my number one most important takeaway stat in this whole thing has been the number Don't remember where I got it, but it's, I think it's one of those. There's so many charts right now. I get just my eyes going to the back of my head from all the charts. But this right. was, I think, was a, I don't remember. It was an, it's a. They're doing a different chart every week, but they charted how many media mentions there were about coronavirus.
Oh, and I can't even imagine.
It's in the billions.
Oh, yeah.
It's over 2 billion media mentions. Okay.
Wow.
Now we've had pandemics before. We've had, you know, these kind of things before. We've had health scares before. So let's compare. How are they mentioned? Millions. Low millions. Total mentions. This thing already in the billions. So
wow.
This is being fueled.
Oh, yeah.
By the media. Now, the media does this sometimes just because that's what the media do. Is they go, like, oh, I'm under a story, and they have this pack mentality, and they all record it. This is a story. I'm not denying it, folks. But I'm saying, is it any more of a story than swine flu that killed millions worldwide?
Same kind of story. But no, it's not any, I mean, different but the same, I would say.
Well, what's different is who was in the White House, you know.
Well, there's that.
And what you decide to report on. But here's the silver lining in this, and there's a lot of silver linings out there that I wouldn't mind spending a little time talking about today. The silver lining in this is, when the media goes into hair on fire mode, government goes into hair on fire mode because it's all anybody's talking about. And in this case, the best way to attack an enemy, which coronavirus is, which has come from somewhere else, is having your hair on fire. And our hair is officially on fire. It's spooked the markets. It's you know, shut down businesses. It's shut down, you know, large swaths of our economy. It's, you know, you can get on a plane, but you're going to be alone. Senator Kevin Cramer told me he flew to Washington D.C. in a Airbus that would seat, you know, upwards of 200 people, and there are like 20 people on it.
Oh, I know, the round trips are amazing. You know, $90 to Phoenix, $72 to Tampa. Right?
Well, take one because they're not going to last long. You can't fly planes.
No.
Like that. Crude oil, $28.84 right now.
$1.89 at Costco yesterday, a gallon.
Because crude oil is getting the brunt of a double whammy with Russia and Saudi Arabia fighting. Senator Hoeven told us yesterday that talks are underway to end that. It can't come too soon. But here's the silver lining. Okay? The silver lining, I believe, is that as quick as this became a five-alarm fire and did the damage it did, it can rebound. Because the underpinnings of the economy are very strong.
Yep.
And if we're able to just go to extreme measures to crush that curve and bring us back to normal sooner rather than later, the silver lining is this is going to be a distant memory by the end of the year. Right? You're going to have forgotten about it. What coronavirus? What damage to the market?
We'll talk about it the same way we did about H1N1 or swine or Ebola or AM.
In the meantime, here's who I ache for. Small business people.
Oh, right.
I mean, the airlines will be fine. You know, they'll be fine. The banks will be fine. They got all kinds of liquidity. Then they got another, you know, whatever, you know, Federal Reserve deal, which actually doesn't mean anything to banks, by the way. I mean, because they already have different floors on how they can charge. So the Fed lowering interest rates yesterday doesn't mean you go to the bank and get a lower interest rate. In fact, I saw mortgage rates went up yesterday. So that didn't happen. Here, let's focus on small business people. Let's focus on the people who work for small businesses. That's who needs our attention. The little guy. And I believe that Donald Trump will be there for him because that's who elected him, the forgotten Americans. I don't know what we can do to help, but I want to focus on that, and I want to focus on silver linings. And silver linings to me say, okay, what do I have now that I didn't have a week ago? You know what I have? Two beautiful daughters at home, one from college, one from high school.
There you go.
Right? You know what they did last night? Baked bread. I like it when they bake bread.
Fantastic.
So my silver lining is, you know, bread. Because I'm addicted to it. Out of the oven, hot. Put a little butter on that, baby.
That makes the best French toast, too.
Cinnamon rolls. I wouldn't have had that without the coronavirus. This is an enemy. We need to take it together. Republican, Democrat, left, right, independent. Red, blue, green, yellow. You know, look, it's an enemy. It came from China. Let's take it on. Let's take it out. And let's help the people that have been hurt in the meantime and be bucked up by silver linings, things we couldn't otherwise have.
You know what I saw in the silver lining category yesterday?
What's that?
Testing for the first coronavirus vaccine began yesterday.
Yeah, that's nice. Now, it takes a while.
At the Kaiser Permanente Washington Research Institute in Seattle.
Good point.
Hear that, Bernie?
Yeah.
Now, the terrible healthcare system in America is the first one to be testing the vaccine.
It's going. I also heard a story that there are additional health or testing kits that have come in. That at least one healthcare provider in North Dakota is providing. That's separate from the ones that are coming to the state health department. That it takes longer, I guess, to get results, but there is testing going on. Again,
that's happening.
That's only for people who have conditions, have some sort of symptoms. It isn't just for anybody. That, hey, I want to see if I got it. We need Todd Silverlining. And more. Steve and Minot, Jeff and Jamestown, when we come back.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Command Center, this is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1, preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
One of the silver lining, 100,000 jobs being added by Amazon. And they've also invited people who may temporarily lose their job to consider temporary positions for them because they have an insatiable amount of business right now.
Oh, can you imagine?
Which will probably end up being a long-term help for Amazon. Another interesting point. Same at MyPillow. I mean, they are sending out the pillows like crazy, because I guess if you're home more and you maybe get a little extra sleep now, you want to sleep better. Or maybe they're just saying, all right, I got the pillow, I love the pillow, but how about the Giza Dream Sheets with that Mediterranean cotton? What color are yours again, Todd? Lake
blue. Oh, I got that that blue, yeah.
Yeah, that lake blue, yeah, very nice.
By the way, I just ordered two more my pet pillows, too, because...
Oh, those are the best.
They're not willing to share, so I guess I need to get one for everybody.
If you see your dog on a MyPillow pet bed, you will get more benefit times 10 than anything you paid for it, just looking at how much they love it. They just hunker down and just love it. They have that look. It's just unreal. MyPillow towels are up to 50% off now. All the great deals are at Radio Listener Specials. Link at MyPillow.com, including Mike Lindell's brand new book. You buy that, you get free shipping on everything. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Or MyPillow.com with the promo code Scott. Stephen Minot, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I want to discuss this media pandemic, which is masquerading as coronavirus. I think the media is hyping this stuff to the max. They're just like a person hollering fire in a crowded theater. And I think the collateral damage and fallout from what they're doing is far more dangerous than what the coronavirus is. Because just look at how the stock market crashed, the small business like you're talking about are closing and losing their, people are losing their jobs. And we got one case here in North Dakota and they shut down all the schools. And we've lost more people from suicide and drug overdose and car wrecks. So I suppose since we've lost more people than that in car wrecks, we should outlaw cars too.
Well, the difference is that's not contagious, so I think that's an important point, Steve. But I take your point. I mean, the media is not causing 93 deaths in the U.S. As of this moment. The media is not causing 19 new positive tests in Minnesota yesterday. They're not causing that. That is something that is the enemy, known as coronavirus 19, that came from China. But as a result of those facts, the media is doing enormous amounts of damage, and you pointed some of those out. I couldn't agree with you anymore. They're costing people their job. They are exasperating the problem because they're pouring gas on the fire, which they usually do. And if I thought it was an abundance of caution so people would protect themselves, I'd be cheerleading for them. But I don't think it is. I think there's an edge to most everything, the way the media is covering this, that is about, ha-ha, finally, something that can take Trump down. You know, they're connecting these dots when Donald Trump has nothing to do with the coronavirus. And Donald Trump, if he did anything, he erred on the side of caution by saying, China, sorry, you're done. You're not coming here. We're shutting you down. And he was called a racist by Chuck Schumer for extreme measures on travel bans early on, which looked pretty smart to me now. But, you know, that's just the world he lives in.
When it's all over and done and they evaluate how many people committed suicide because of the media hype, they'll probably outnumber the people that died from the coronavirus.
Well, I don't know. I hope not. But, Steve, you make an interesting point. I appreciate your call very much. There's visitor guidelines at a lot of healthcare institutions and flat-out bans at many nursing homes. Shopping malls are shutting down. What's the Kirkwood doing, Todd? Are they not shutting down, limiting their hours? Sorry, didn't mean to freak you out. West Acres, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. No early open hours for walkers right now, as an example, and no seating in the food court. So those are things you'll notice that's different. Kirkwood doing anything, Todd, in the way of hours changes?
Sorry, say that again. My engineer just came in here because we have a generator guy here. Do we want to flip it all over and stuff? So sorry about that, but...
No, I just said, is Kirkwood Mall reducing their hours or anything?
No, not far.
Okay, all right.
But
Hornbacher's...
You got to figure that's probably something that might be around the corner. Cashwise is not open overnight. It's Walmart.
Yeah, exactly right. How about this? Cass County Sheriff Jesse Johnner says they could release low-risk inmates to make room at the county jail, limiting visitors, establish new protocols for screening incoming inmates, and suspending some programs that allow inmates to come and go. So something else that you should know. West Fargo Police... not offering fingerprinting or car seat checks to the general public until further notice. Fingerprinting for medical personnel will still be available on a case-by-case basis. So a lot of changes you're going to notice that are happening. A 5:30 tonight in Minnesota, The announcement was made last night at 5:30 that all Minnesota restaurants, including Morehead businesses right here in the metro, all bars and restaurants closing for dine-in customers at 5 p.m. Delivery and carry-out still available. Theaters, museums, fitness centers closing in Minnesota.
You know, Nashville's mayor was trying that, but some are bucking the trend and saying, no, you know, that's unconstitutional. We're not closing.
March 27th is when that lasts until, so very interesting. All right, who's next here? Mark in Holly? Are you in Holly, Mark?
Yeah. That's Mark here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Okay. Good morning to all of you. I'm not hearing any survivor stories. It's my deduction that everybody who has came down with coronavirus has died. Are there any survivor stories?
There's a huge amount of people that have had it and recovered. Where's my latest numbers on that? I think the current cases, this is worldwide now, is about 60,000. And recovered is 150,000.
Well, I'm just not hearing that. I don't get out to listen to a lot of the radio, but I appreciate listening to your program a lot. But I'm not hearing you talk about survivors specifically around the United States. So that's
when you say survivors, you're talking about people that have recovered, is what you mean, that had it and got better. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, recovered, yes.
Yeah. We could try and find somebody. I mean, we obviously don't have many cases around here. Closest is St. Cloud and Minot. And so maybe when they're better, we'll chat with them. How about that?
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Clint in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. Just calling, a little upset, reading the Bismarck Tribune. Mona Sharon, a supposed conservative commentator, nationwide rights columnist, I should say. You know, it's people like her that they're going to implode the Republican Party. They're turning what used to be a for sure strong Republican vote like my own isn't slam dunk anymore because of people like her. So, you know, here we are. We've got things happening in China and heaven forbid something like Italy would happen here. We need to be cautious. But at the same time, she's turning this into the Trump problem that he didn't do enough. She's a supposed conservative, but she's a forever never Trumper. She can't.
Yeah, well, there's a few of those out there. Yep, there are, and they shrink by the day. But when they have a chance to say, see, Clint, see, I'm right. All that never Trump stuff. Now I can point to it. They're gonna do it. Although, in my mind, that's a little premature at this point. Thanks, Clint. More after this.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on the coronavirus as it spreads across the U.S. About 7 million people in the San Francisco Bay Area have now been told to shelter in place for at least the next 3 weeks. which means staying indoors, except for essential travel like going out to get groceries or medicine. Democratic presidential primary voters will go to the polls in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. As scheduled today, Ohio is supposed to host a primary as well. But now state officials have ordered polling locations closed because of the outbreak. Florida will be the big prize today with 219 delegates. President Trump urging Americans to pull together to get through this crisis.
We're doing a very professional job. We've been working with the governors and the mayor's local government at every level. We have FEMA totally involved.
USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Becky was a beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. We're going to talk education in a moment with a couple of high school superintendents. Not high school, I guess. School superintendents, McKenzie County, Watford City, and West Fargo as well. On What's On Your Mind. I just have to read this fabulous text, though, however. And please know, what do you... we obviously always give a priority to callers when they call on the program because we appreciate that and they contribute to the program. We can have a dialogue. It's just a little easier. We read the text when we can, but we don't always get to all the texts. But I generally, before the day's out, get through them and don't have a chance to respond to them all, obviously, because we literally get hundreds of interactions every day from our listeners, and it's just awesome. Never think that you don't have something to contribute. You do. You really do, and we appreciate it very much. So just keep them coming. That's all I can say. Keep them coming for sure. This particular texter brings a healthcare perspective to the comment, and I love that as well. When you got something in the way of expertise, share it with us. Good morning, Scott. Please just emphasize for people to stay home and follow the guidelines set by the CDC. The thing is, this virus is so very contagious. I'm a respiratory therapist over 30 years. We can prevent this from becoming huge in North Dakota if we just practice social distancing. To your point, what is different from all the other ailments we talk about is this is very contagious and a new virus that we have no immunity or vaccine for yet. When you think of Italy, they are a third the size of North Dakota with 43 million people. North Dakota is three times larger than Italy with 750,000 people. The silver lining is we started social distancing early. We can do this. I love it. Thank you so much. Appreciate it very much. Our guests are hooked up and ready to chat here. Two superintendents in these times in which we live that are a little bit challenging with the literally things changing day to day, and right now schools, at least for this week, are canceled. How long that'll be, what will happen if it is longer, some of the things we're going to talk through today with our guest, Beth Sluddy, who's superintendent of public schools for West Fargo. Beth, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Scott. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for being here. And Steve Holand is here. Steve is the superintendent of McKenzie County Public School District, Watford City. Steve, nice to have you back as well. Are you there, Steve?
Yeah, hello.
Okay, now I can hear you. Sounds good. Perfect.
Right. Sorry,
that's all right. Thank you both for being here. And by the way, questions or comments, certainly welcome for these. I see Dean and Bismarck has a question about kids being out of school. Any others, certainly welcome. 800-228-0550. And Dean, I'll go to you first here in just a moment. Beth, do we have any idea how long kids are going to be out of school?
Right now, all we know is that they are out of school for this week. Data is going to be gathered, and I know that the governor will be looking at that data and making a decision about what next week and the weeks to follow look like. So whether that is that a complete closure or next week we come with a soft opening that we would bring in small groups, maybe special education students or other small groups, less than 10, that we do not know yet.
Based on what you know, Steve, is this the right thing to do to not have kids in school right now?
Well, I think so, because it's so unknown. Until we get more of that data, I guess I agree with the governor that we do need to get more of that data so we can make an informed decision. I think the challenge going forward is just how long is it going to be, as Beth said, and what are the contingencies going to be to still deliver education at a high level, given the circumstances. So, I think it's right now it's a good call. You know, going forward, it's going to be a difficult decision as far as how long this is going to be.
The governor on Friday made the point that, you know, there are so many ripple effects from school being closed that are very, very challenging. One that he mentioned that I remember well is, you know, does a student end up with a grandparent who would be more vulnerable to this? And if the student has it, what does that mean? Because obviously you got to find a place for the kids when school isn't out. Beth, how much of that is a factor for you when you make a decision on whether or not to cancel schools? Obviously, there's a federal and a state rule in this one, but from your perspective, that disruptor, when you're weighing it, how much of that weighs into what do families do? What about daycare? All of those things.
I think there are a lot of unintended consequences. First of all, a lot of our families depend on us in school to take care of their children while they work. And if they're unable to work, that creates a lot of stress on the family, both financially and in our community. Our healthcare workers depend on us for childcare. I'm extremely worried about our children who very abruptly are not getting access to breakfast and lunch. And right now, that was a big push for us is to get, that was our first order of business when we heard is we are going to get food to our children. So starting today, we are delivering free meals to children in 9 different sites and working on that. I have staff reaching out knowing that some of their little ones are not going to get fed. So that is a big piece of it. Our staff also have families and children, and so they're worried about if they're not able to care for their children or if they're going to be susceptible to the illness by working. So that was weighed in. There's just so many. When we shut down schools, it has a huge effect on our community, and that is probably the biggest pressure that I have felt in this career that I have had thus far. The immense weight of the whole community depending on our schools. And so it was helpful that the governor helped us make that decision, knowing the information that he had and helping us out.
Steve, how about you? What's your take on the ripple effects?
Well, they're definitely there. And that's why it was such a tough decision, I think, to make that call, because there's so many, we're still very much the hubs of our communities, and there's many things that happen when schools close that cause burdens on our families. And we saw that very firsthand this week when we had our staff come in services, and they have the challenge themselves of daycare. And of course, in our area, daycare is a very prime commodity before this event, and now we're seeing daycares close. It's a real situation that has to be dealt with. I don't think there's any real good answers for. And I guess that's the fear moving forward. If this is for a sustained period of time, you know, what will be the relief for some of those situations? We just don't know.
Dean and Bismarck for our guest, Steve Holand, Watford City, McKenzie County Schools, and Beth Slay, Superintendent of West Fargo. Go ahead, Dean.
Well, I'm just kind of curious why, okay, the kids are out of school, but they're all hanging out at the mall. The malls are packed with kids congregating in the mall. Okay, if it really don't affect them and they're more of a carrier, could be a carrier, and then they go home, affect their parents or grandparents. I mean, where are the parents being responsible parents for their children, about what their children are doing while they're, of age not to have a babysitter. You know, my granddaughter, you know, her mother had to, you know, shut her day job, her own business, and work her part-time job at night while we watched her daughter, you know, between us, and the other grandparent watches the granddaughter. You know, but yet you've got kids running all over the malls and stuff.
Yeah, and I would imagine, Dean, I think if Beth and Steve could affect better decisions by parents and better parental views, there life would be better in Watford City and West Fargo. There's no doubt about that. So you got to put that sometimes on parents. But I guess, you know, Beth, this is one of the factors of there not being school. There are going to be ripple effects like that, right? But not the best decisions being made. And
well, that was a concern of mine as well, because if you really don't shut down the entire community, the odds of stopping the spread are less. So if they're not in school or they're not in activities, we need them to stay home for this whole plan to really have an impact on stopping the spread. I do not have control over those things. I have control over what we're doing here to plan for learning that can continue using our technology that's available if the closure continues, and getting food to our students. I would also add that our staff are right now trying to connect with their students through technology, checking on them, emailing them. Those that are able to, our grade 6 through 12 have a one-to-one device, so it's easier for them than it is for our elementary children. But our staff is very concerned too, and you know, we're just trying to provide an opportunity for education if the closure continues, and to do the best we can with a very unfortunate situation.
Steve, what about learning without kids being in the school? I mean, are you equipped to do that right now? If this, you know, hypothetical situation lasts for 2 months, you can't have kids in schools. I mean, is online learning available in the high school, in the middle school? What would you do?
Well, I'd like to tell you, Scott, that we are ready for that environment, but I can't really tell you that. I mean, I think that we have one-to-one devices for grades 6 through 12. But to say that we're ready to sustain, you know, the equal level of education across the board for all our K-12 kids in an online environment, I don't believe we're ready to do that. And I think that's our challenge right now. We're meeting this week because we're having to ramp up those efforts. We don't have much of a choice at this point. Unfortunately, we were forced into this environment, and we're going to have to make the best of it for what we can. But certainly, we all had contingency plans and things for online learning, but to go full online, especially for the lower elementary grade levels, is just something we haven't been able to really implement yet to any fidelity. So it's going to be a huge challenge for us. But I guess one way or another, we're going to have to try to make it work.
How about on the meal situation for kids that need it? Any provisions yet in Watford City for that?
Yeah, we were very fortunate. We had one of our grocery stores offer free meals to students yesterday. And as of today, our school district has taken over those efforts for the sustainable future, I guess, as long as kids are out of school. We're going to be providing those meals at our school buildings, and then we're also going to try to provide some delivery in cases when it's required. So we are wrapping up those efforts, and we're fortunate to have partners in our community that are helping in any way they can to make sure that those meals are provided.
And quickly, Beth, going forward for West Fargo, you know, where would that online learning or some sort of technology interaction with the students happen if you need it going forward?
Well, we started working on this last week. In grades 6 through 12, we've been working with our principals and our curriculum coordinators, and we will be prepared and ready if we need to be. At K-5, we have a little bit more of a challenge that every child doesn't have a device, but we are making plans, and we will have plans to deliver an online program for our elementary as well. To say it will be equal to what we can offer in the school, I would have to say that is not the case, because a lot of learning is building relationships and the social interaction
right.
that our children have with other students.
I think we all crave normal, but in uncharted territory, it's great to have education leaders like the two of you, Steve Holden, Beth Sweaty. Thank you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mex,
grasses, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone, and they're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Shirt to a crawfish bowl.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you've got something you think needs attention, you want to make a comment on something, you have an epiphany of sorts. You ever get those epiphanies? I get them in the shower most often, but occasionally driving, and then I try to write them down because I'll forget if I don't write them down, because I have a few of these epiphanies. Anyway, if that just aha moment hits you, that's what the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline is for. 855-200-1776. You can remember that. If not, put on your speed dial. 855-200-1776. You can use that number all the time to call us if you like, because it allows you to talk to us directly or leave a message. Maybe you want to leave a comment, you got to run into a store or something, boom. It's easy as 855-200-1776 when you call, okay? And Oasis Petroleum is the Buffalo team. I heard they did some hedging, which is a good idea. You know, especially when you hedge and you have the price of oil dropping, but you get, you know, 50-some bucks. So smart move by the ultra-smart folks at Oasis Petroleum, who continually go into the buffalo, into the storm. You come out better, folks. You come out better. I called during the break about a call we had earlier. Roll that.
Hey, I apologize. I'm in and out of my car, so I may have missed something. But in general, what I think it was Dean said about the kids going to the mall, that's fairly accurate. I'm here in Bismarck, and we were staffed for our big day yesterday, which because school was originally scheduled to be off, and we usually have a good day. Well, our day was half of what it usually is yesterday, and I'm looking to see what's going to happen the rest of this week. So I'm not sure everybody's being irresponsible. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good point. So most of them are home. And, yeah, I guess some are going to go to the mall. And, you know, you hate to say don't go anywhere because nobody's saying don't go anywhere, right? They're saying don't gather in groups of 10 or more, saying do some social distancing. I think you're just going to make good decisions on that. Watford City, I'll tell you this, most of those kids are off the ranch, off the farm. Hard-working families, they're working. Plus, there's no mall to hang out in. They're working. Guarantee it. Aberdeen, South Dakota. Jimmy, what's on your mind? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Okay. Good morning, Scott and gang. My concern, I haven't heard a lot about it, heard a little bit of it, is about all our pharmaceuticals and products that come from China. It's kind of like, we have no access other than China to bring our antibiotics. I heard it's like 99% of our antibiotics and ingredients that make all them come from China. So that leaves us without the ability to get to our needs as far as pharmaceuticals and drugs and basically all kinds of products that are made in China, where we need to bring that back home to protect our own country. So we can, you know, we're not at the mercy of another country like China, which is unfortunate. They gave us this wonderful gift of COVID-19 coronavirus thing. And I just, you know, I'm concerned about that. Maybe we need to, like I say, get pharmaceutical companies to bring it back to this country and other products.
I think that's what you could call another silver lining out of this thing, Jimmy. Because you recognize how vulnerable you are to them. And my understanding is the proper protocols are definitely there. So, in other words, we don't have to worry, are they making a bottle of Tylenol and putting cyanide in it, right? I mean, the companies have people to do quality control. They have, you know, CDC officials in these factories because China likes it. It's an economic generator for them. So they want to be able to do it. So they're not going to do that. But the lever they could use against us, and saw somewhere not long ago where they said something like, hey, you keep this up, we're going to cut off your pharmaceuticals. Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. When they start threatening that, it's time to cut and run. I couldn't agree with you anymore. I don't think that's something that vital. I would also say, you know, rare earth minerals are a big one, and they are in everything. I mean, like iPhones to, you know, anything electronic requires a rare earth mineral. Electric car motors, military jet engines, satellites, lasers, all of these things. And guess where they come from? 80% of them come from China.
Correct.
And we import them.
If we can bring it home, it makes our economy grow, puts our people to work, and the old saying, follow the money.
Yeah.
Let's bring the money back home.
Let's decouple China. I agree. They've given us this present of coronavirus, this weapon. We don't need any more. It's a good point. Mike, on I-94, what's on your mind? You're next.
Yeah, I'm a trucker. I'd like to speak about containment. A lot of people, I'm on my way to Minnesota, South Dakota. I'm kind of semi-local, but I don't know how many trucks I pass out of here from Washington, California on the highways. They're all stopping, buying fuel, eating, spending money. I think with the attitude, if you think that this virus, you know, really can't affect our state and get a good hold on it, You know, they say it lives in open air for 3 hours and on stainless steel for 3 days. How many shopping malls and or grocery stores have suits to make the same? It's just sitting there waiting on a hose. And another thing, I think my occupation, we're the perfect catalyst for delivering it from town to town, city to city. Unaware, you know, I mean, you can use that. I got hand sanitizers, paper towels, so I try to.
Good for you. We're up against the break, and you're cutting up a little bit, Mike. If you want to hang on, we'll try and talk some more.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.